see if we can gather here so we're not taking over the entire space just for the moment.
I probably shouldn't
bite. A bit closer.
Okay, you're on.
Explain to us.
Switch. There are pellets.
Yeah.
I see half.
What else do you see?
Not colorblind.
Industry. It's like cup to the sea.
That's all right. Do you see the shapes? There's actually, in fact, just behind me, there's one area that's not colored.
Yeah.
So where we are right now, we've jumped forward in time to a set of murals that were painted between 1930 and 1931. These are done by the artist Thomas Hart Benton. And this is one of his first commissions. Actually, it was for what was then called the New School for Social Research and was located in Greenwich Village in New York City. And he's done this set of murals based on sketches that he did traveling across the U.S. in the 1920s as part of the WPA program, the Works Public Administration, that employed many artists for a variety of purposes at a time when employment was a little hard to come by. What momentous event happened in the late 1920s that might have impacted employment?
The Depression.
Great Depression, right? And so as you look at this mural, it gives us a sense of what life was like, again, called America Today, so really America in 1930, 1931, gives us a sense of what life was like. Part of that, if you look over the doorway, you can see hands, and these incredibly expressive hands, too, grasping for food and grasping for money. So a direct result of the impact of the Depression. There were bread lines for people who simply couldn't afford food, right? And there also was this, they're trying to hang on to your money and trying to have some sort of income. So that is very specifically referencing that moment. But flanking the doorway on either side, and if you need to turn or reposition yourself so you can see what I'm talking about as we go, feel free. But flanking the doorway on either side, there's scenes of popular entertainment at the time. So we see burlesque dancers, we see boxing prize fights, we see here dance halls, right?
So this is
the Gatsby era. So we have dance halls with flappers in their dresses, and some of them are taxi dancers, so you would pay a dime and they would dance with you and then move on to the next partner. We also see cinema was still black and white, right? And we actually see Benton's wife and son having a mathematics lesson, and scenes from circuses and other popular entertainment in a bar. And then as we move to the wall that's on your right, there's scenes of industry at the time, whether it's dock workers or steel workers or coal miners. And look how dispirited that coal miner is on the far side. He just looks so downtrodden by the work that he's had to do to dig your bread. And then on the back wall, those are the latest in technology. So we have airplanes. We have locomotives, and then you can actually see a cross-section of a turbine engine. So he's showing us the inner workings of that. As you move to the wall on your right, we're seeing scenes from across the country, and also the changes that are happening as the U.S. expands westward, as land that had belonged to Native Americans is being taken over as part of eminent domain, as railroads extend the reach right across the West. And so you see scenes from the plains and the sort of romanticized Native figure at the top, right? And the idea of ranching and how sort of industry is taking that over. We see more scenes from sort of the idea of sort of in the center of the country and the plains and the crops that are being grown, and then the south and the cotton and the harvest. And also you get a sense of different social roles, and also that perhaps while there's no longer slavery, not everybody is yet of equal status. Right? This is also a time period when there is a movement of African Americans from the south to other parts of the country. the start of the Great Migration, and that totally transforms the social, cultural, and work landscape, and also the arts landscape around the country over the next 60 years or so.
The other text we're doing is I Know Where the Cage Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, which kind of picks up exactly what you've been talking about there. Yeah.
So you're sort of moving into the time period of the Harlem Renaissance. Which is a real flowering of jazz and visual arts and more. A couple of sort of fun facts about this painting, which I happen to love, so I'm going to share them with you. So this will be the last stuff that we'll do together, and then and I'll give you some suggestions for where you might want to look afterwards. You may want to go, for example, into either the adjacent gallery or up to our second floor to look at some more contemporary American artists, such as Jackson Pollock, who's well known for his drift paintings, the sort of abstract expressionist record of his gestures that you see one example of on the wall here. Pollock was a student of Bentham. Bentham taught at the Art Students League in New York City. Pollock was a student, and his students, just like in the Leitzer painting, we saw that Leitzer used his contemporaries as his models, so did Bentham. So that steelworker, who had the largest, most prominent figure in the right side of the center panel, that is Pollock's model for that figure. And so that is Pollock as a young, brawny student. And then the technique that Benton used to paint this. And when you think of a painting, what type of paint do you typically think of?
Acrylic.
Acrylic, did I hear someone say? Yeah, so acrylic is one.
Oil,
pattern. These are in watercolor. Those would be the three that are in widest use today. This is not any of those. This is done in something called egg tempera, which was a technique that was used a lot, for example, in the early Renaissance, late Middle Ages. So for oil paint, you have your pigments and they're mixed with oil as your binder. These are mixed with egg yolk. And so Benton was paid in eggs for this commission. So essentially he was paid in his raw materials, which I love. I mean, just imagine, you know, here's your payment for this month. Eggs. I love it. But so I will wrap up with that fun fact. And what we've done is we've looked at a selection of works starting in the late 1700s and moving right through to 1930, giving you a little bit of a sense of style and flavor of the timing. Obviously, there's a whole lot more here to see, a lot more that can give you context, but I hope you've at least seen some tie-ins to what you've been working on, and also the spaces that people would have inhabited.
Yeah, and good question. What question is, does the material used have it problems with restoration and maintaining the artworks?
So any challenges for restoration and maintaining the artworks? We have a veritable army of conservators in-house, and each of them focuses on a different medium. So paper conservators, textile conservators, paintings conservators, objects conservators. Each individual work will present its own individual challenges and problems to solve and have its own needs. In general, we know how to treat the types of objects that we've looked at together better than we know how to treat some of the more contemporary pieces that are done in more modern materials like plastic that degrades and we don't have a great solution for that yet, or perhaps done on non-archival paper, or Pollock's works that are done with house paint directly on the canvas. And so more contemporary works actually present greater conservation challenges because the materials are still so new to us that we don't necessarily know how to handle them. Yeah. But other than that, it's a piece by piece. Each one has its own specific needs and challenges. Yeah. So from here, there is a whole lot to see. I would certainly recommend, if you would like to see some more contemporary American art, starting on the galleries that are behind you and working your way around to the middle and then up. This side has more of the American artists. There certainly is a lot to see in the rest of the space as well. I mean, there's Picasso, there's Leger, there's Beckman, Brancusi. So all of those names are here as well. You will also have access to work by all those artists when you go to the Museum of Modern Art. If you are curious to see, or if you have any interest in seeing some of the special exhibitions that are on right now, It is not American, but Michelangelo. There's a fantastic exhibition of Michelangelo drawings that is on view here for just a few more weeks, so it'll be quite crowded, but they're incredible. And it's a really rare opportunity to see these pieces that very rarely get exhibited. They can only be on view for 3 months at a time, and with a period of years in between. Many of them are gathered together in one place for the first time. They're reunited for the first time since Michelangelo made them. And so I highly recommend that if you'd like to do that. That's just on the second floor. There are elevators that, if we could fly through the wall to our left, there are elevators there that'll take you up to 2, and you'll be right by that exhibition. There's also, for more contemporary American art, David Hockney. There's a special exhibition also just adjacent to Michelangelo, and a Rodin exhibition. So those are great places to start. But certainly I'm happy to provide guidance on other parts of the museum. If anyone has a specific interest in, or specific questions, I'm happy to stay for a couple more minutes and answer those or direct you as needed. But otherwise, I'm going to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Enjoy. Yeah. And safe travels home. We got some long flight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's great. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be here again next year, so we might see you next year. Again.
Perfect. And feel free to, no pressure at all, but you can also specifically request the guides if the schedules match up.
Okay.
I'd be happy to work with you.
All right. Lovely. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you, Mara.
Thank you. Yes. We are
That's right.
All faces. The faceless American dream is cash. And cash.
I was thinking of going to have a coffee and then come back to myself.
I'll have coffee.
Will you? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go up to the...
I love this one.
It is fantastic. I'm just going to take a few more pictures here. American dream image over the door there.
Yeah, might write that out, that one forgets me.
Fantastic. Yeah.
The guy, with the, like, the framing.
Yeah.
Is that the original, or is that what, the mixed up?
Well, actually, what's interesting is it was originally set in a building, and there's a catalogue, I've got it, I can bring it and show you the tutorial. It was set in a building where this painting was actually put on curved walls. In several sections, those bits of there have been imitate the curved walls that they were on. It's a bit hard to show you without showing you the image.
Yeah,
no, that's okay.
It's like the painting on the tape is looking like it's involved.
It was,
yeah.
It was.
But then
taken off the original walls and replaced here.
Oh, and then like framing that would cover sort of like the cracks.
Yeah.
Depending where it's like folded open.
Yeah, something like that.
I kind of get it, but yeah, I think it would be easier.
Yeah, I'll like show that. You. I'll bring it to breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's such a